Richard, it's rare that topography makes the news, which is something that, as a geographer, you look at. You are here to remind us that, in fact, the French Quarter does flood.
There's one particular corner, the upriver lakeside corner, the western corner, if you will, that is curiously low given the fact that the entire neighborhood really does generally occupy relatively higher ground. Roughly, Canal, Iberville, Bienville, North Rampart, Burgundy, and Dauphine. And to understand the topography of the quarter, you have to understand two geological episodes, one 4,300 years ago and one 1,100 years ago. 4,300 years ago, Mississippi River did not flow in its current channel. It flowed along what is now Metairie Road, Gentilly Boulevard, out Chef Mentor Highway, and it disembogued into the eastern marshes of St. Bernard Parish. At that time, it had a fork or a distributary that came down what is now Bayou Road and Esplanade Avenue. Wherever that water flowed, it deposited sediment, and so the landscape got built up, and hence the Esplanade Ridge. The Esplanade Ridge shored up the other corner of the French Quarter, roughly North Rampart at Esplanade, Governor Nichols. 1,100 years ago, the river jumps channels to its current channel and starts shoring up the present-day riverfront areas of New Orleans and the lower delta. So this would be Uptown, this would be the present-day French Quarter, Marigny Bywater, etc. So you have this higher riverfront, and then you have that higher northern corner, the downriver lakeside corner. That leaves the upriver lakeside western corner the lowest of all.
And water does love to find those low points, as we found during Katrina. Where exactly was that water coming from then? The water that flooded the French Quarter would have come from where?
Three sources intermixed. An early breach on the western side of the Industrial Canal, probably around 6 or 6:30 a.m., August 29th. The second from the 17th Street Canal breach in Lakeview, and the third and fourth, both along the London Avenue Canal and Gentilly. And I took photos of Canal Street pointing right into this area on the morning after Katrina and the morning after that, August 30 and 31st. And the water rose by one block/1 foot between those 2 dates. So the bowl kept filling even though the hurricane was long past.
Where do we get these stories that we start to solidify as a community, as a city, that the French Quarter doesn't flood, even though that's not exactly true? Do we just forget? Do we not pay close enough attention? Are we speaking in a more broad term than we should?
Well, I would leave that question to psychologists, but as a geographer, I would distinguish between accuracy and precision. Precision is, for example, the number of decimal places. Accuracy is whether it's generally true or false. It is generally true that the French Quarter did not flood, but in fact, we now know that roughly 9% did have 1 to 2 feet of brackish water on it, and I think most people would describe that as floodwaters.
Well, we will accurately disembogue this interview right at this point. Disembogue being one of my favorite words from this column that you'd written. Disembogue means what exactly?
Basically, water coming out of a river and flowing into the sea. A verb for the mouth of the river.
Well, again, we will disembogue this interview right here. Richard Campanella is professor of geography at the Tulane School of Architecture, author of most recently Bourbon Street, A History. Thanks as always.
You're welcome, and thank you.